Dr. Cheryl May, our guest today, who is head of the Arkansas Criminal Justice Institute. Now, you'll be coming to Batesville, the community center, on June 17th, hosting a roundtable event about opioid prevention. Along with you, I'm sure, will be a host of others that'll bring expertise in drug abuse and prevention and rehabilitation, which I would think it would take for people who get involved in opioids. But you are head of the Arkansas Criminal Justice Institute, part of the University of Arkansas system. Tell us a little bit about the Institute. Who do you serve?
Sure, absolutely. First of all, let me say thanks for giving us the opportunity to be here and talking about our roundtable, which is very community-focused. And so we're excited about coming to Batesville. The Criminal Justice Institute is under the University of Arkansas System umbrella, and we are primarily focused on providing advanced and specialized training and education for Arkansas law enforcement. We also focus on school safety. We're the Arkansas Center for School Safety. We do traffic safety programs. We do drug investigation programs, law enforcement leadership programs, cybersecurity programs, and a whole host of advanced and specialized programs for Arkansas law enforcement and educators.
Cybersecurity, that'd be very interesting, I would think.
Yeah, it is.
But we could talk about that for all the time we've allotted for this, I think.
Know.
Opioid prevention. Let's start by defining opioid.
Opioids are basically what most people commonly refer to as painkillers.
Mm-hmm.
They're designed to numb the pain, and they come in a wide variety of different forms. Percocet, Oxycontin, heroin.
Fentanyl.
They're also, yes, I was just going to say fentanyl, which is probably our biggest drug threat as far as the opioid epidemic is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Fentanyl is 50 to 100 times stronger than morphine, so it's extremely potent.
Mm-hmm.
And fentanyl is an issue because they're putting fentanyl in just about any drug these days.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of poly drugs out there, and a lot of the overdoses that are being seen are because of poly drug. And you would think, well, okay, that's, you know, Oxycontin is a pill,
mm-hmm.
but now they're making fentanyl pills that look just like Oxycontin.
Wow.
They're putting fentanyl in methamphetamine. And so traditional places around the state that have methamphetamine problems think, oh, we don't have an opioid issue, but now that they're putting fentanyl in it, they
mm-hmm.
most certainly do.
Oh, they do.
They put fentanyl in cocaine, they put it in crack cocaine, and also what scares me about our kids is that it's also put in marijuana.
Mm.
So anyone can potentially have exposure to fentanyl. Even the law enforcement officers who deal with individuals off the street, they just never know. You know, it could be a routine traffic stop
mm-hmm.
that could turn into a fentanyl exposure because they pat them down, they didn't wear their gloves. And then also the kids that live in these homes who might accidentally get access
mm-hmm.
to either Percocet, the pills, or accidentally get exposed to fentanyl somehow.
You know, we're really talking about, to a great extent, prescription drugs.
Yes, this all started because of prescription drugs.
Right.
Back in 1996, drug companies started very, very aggressively marketing pain meds,
mm-hmm.
and Oxycontin was
right.
one of those drugs. Anytime anybody goes into the hospital anymore, what's the first thing, or sees your doctor, what's the first thing that your doctor asks? Are you in pain? And so basically, satisfaction surveys, everything were wrapped around individuals not having pain. The unfortunate thing is the drug companies did not let those doctors who were being pushed and encouraged to prescribe opioids, they didn't let them know how truly addicted it was.
Mm-hmm.
So in the 90s and early 2000s, we started seeing a lot of folks get addicted to pain meds.
When did heroin come along?
Well, heroin's been around for a long time.
Right.
But part of the issue that we're having with heroin now is because those people who were addicted to pain meds
mm-hmm.
had to find a cheaper way because they were a lot more expensive to get on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And our friends, the Mexican cartels,
right,
stepped up and basically said, hey, we've got you covered. Mm-hmm. Don't worry. Heroin's a better high. It's cheaper, so mm-hmm. you'll be fine. So then folks started getting strung out on heroin. And then as the heroin market continued to increase, then that's when fentanyl started to enter the scene. So it's been a business-driven proposition. Mm-hmm. It's all about increasing. And there's a lot of folks need to understand about opioid, and we call it an opioid use disorder, right, is that, it affects so many people within our community.
Yes.
It crosses all socioeconomic barriers. Mm-hmm. You know, I always talk about it from, they could be our sons, our daughters, our mothers, our right, fathers, our husbands, our wives, mm-hmm. family members, neighbors, coworkers. There's absolutely no socioeconomic barriers to this.
Wow. So you'll be talking about this, among other things, at your round table. Who should attend?
Anybody within the community is okay, invited to attend.
General public.
The general public. We okay, want anybody that's interested in this particular issue in Independence County mm-hmm. to come and sit with us and listen, but not just listen, but to provide us with their feedback. What do mm-hmm. they know about what's going on in Independence County? Mm-hmm. What can they tell us? What do they think they need from us? We want to hear their perspective.
It's kind of like meth. Most people have been touched by it, whether it's a family member, themselves,
sure,
a neighbor.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely. 82,000 people last year died from a drug overdose, and two-thirds of those were from opioids.
Mm,
that's here, over 200 people a day.
A day, yeah. So what time's this start? I mean, it's going to be on the 17th. We know that it's going to be in the Batesville Community Center. You're going
yes,
to have a
sir,
great place for a meeting.
Yes, it is. And
2 or 3 hours, perhaps longer. Oh, who knows?
We're hoping an hour and a half.
An hour and a half should catch it.
But if we have okay, to go longer, we most certainly will.
Okay. So do you have anything planned for Independence County and the grant that's funding this roundtable events and other
sure,
things?
Sure, absolutely. Let me first of all say this. We're very grateful to the Arkansas Department of Human Services and the Arkansas Drug Director's mm-hmm. office. It was through a grant that they received that we got this sub-grant. Mm-hmm. And I'll talk more about this at the roundtable. But basically, there's a piece that provides naloxone, mm-hmm. Which is a temporary antidote for opioid overdose that's been very effective for a very long time in reversing, even though temporarily, the effects of an opioid overdose. And we're going to focus on first responders through the program that we've done statewide and through departments that have pretty much done their own naloxone program. There have been over 985 individuals that's been saved in this state.
That's great.
So that's 985 people who mm-hmm. are alive today. Independence County, and particularly Sheriff Stevens, has been on the cutting edge very early on
yes.
in this endeavor. And so I want to give a big shout out to him
mm-hmm.
and all the great work that he and his deputies have done in this arena. And then we're also going to go into treatment centers and provide naloxone kits for individuals coming out of recovery.
People that get hooked on opioids, they really need medical attention and have a rehabilitation program, don't they?
Sure, I mean, absolutely.
It looked to me like it would be very difficult to get off.
Sure it is, extremely difficult.
Mm-hmm.
There are many people that go through treatment numerous times before they can function
right.
relatively normally.
So it's not only a physical thing, it's a mental thing.
Absolutely. And then the last part of what we're going to do is a big prevention
yes.
campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And our prevention campaign is focused on adults. And there are several different campaigns that we're going to do. One is focused on the Good Samaritan Law or Joshua Hawley Act.
Right.
And it focuses on what we call Don't Run, Call 911.
Mm-hmm.
To make people know that if they're around somebody that's overdosing,
right.
even though they're high themselves, it's more than fine for them to call 911 or get them to the hospital and get them help.
Be a good Samaritan.
Be a good mm-hmm. Samaritan.
Yeah.
Absolutely correct. And then we want folks to get a better handle on what questions to ask your doctor. How do I talk to my doctor?
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, previously in this grant, together with the drug director's office, we developed an app called NarcanSaw. And NarcanSaw has a wide variety of different information about opioids.
Mm-hmm.
But it also has a section in there where you can be talked through saving somebody that's overdosing with Narcan. Mm-hmm. It also has a variety of, tells you where all the treatment centers are.
Right.
You know, because once somebody is saved with Narcan, I think it's really important that we try to save them mm-hmm. again.
Save their life.
Save their life. That's absolutely correct.
Wow. This is a round table that people should attend.
Thank you.
I really, truly believe that. I'm already fascinated by it. And we thank you for being here and letting us know about this roundtable coming up on June the 17th at the Batesville Community Center. We've been talking with the head of the Arkansas Criminal Justice Institute, and we appreciate Dr. Cheryl May being our guest today. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so very welcome, and thank you so much for taking an interest in this important situation.
I hope many people do.